Do you ever hear hand-me-downs or jive clothes?
Yeah, but we've always referred to in a different sense. Hand-me-down is something somebody gave you. Uh-huh. You know, just like you had old, you got an older sister, and maybe some of her clothes got too small for her. They fit you, so that was a hand-me-down.
What about jive clothes?
Jive clothes and all this, you know, frills. It's uh-huh. normal now, see, but at one time it was considered jive clothes because people normally didn't wear all them frills and this. Some guy, you know, want to be flashy, real flashy.
What does jive mean exactly?
I don't know. I guess it just means flashy.
What would you call them? Any other name for real good-looking clothes?
No. To me, good-looking clothes are expensive. So, I don't think you want to put no slang on them because a whole lot of people don't pay good prices for clothes.
Uh-huh.
See, it's the very few that are able.
What different kinds of shoes are there?
What you mean, dress shoe, work shoe, tennis, slides?
What slides?
Throw your feet out and you got one of them strap.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that though.
Any old fashioned kinds of shoes?
House shoes.
And what different kinds of hairstyles are there? What is the name of some different hairstyles?
Yeah, you got the afro. I don't know too much about hairstyles.
And an engagement ring that has a precious stone in it. You call that a
diamond.
Any slang name for that?
No.
What about ice?
I've heard it, but it's not you.
You heard people say
ice, but it's not you.
What were they referring to?
They were referring to a diamond, but that was a long time ago when I was a kid. They didn't use that now.
And do you ever hear any insulting names that might be used to refer to an Oriental?
Mm-hmm. You call them squinch eye, chink, jap,
Lord. What about to a Catholic? Do you hear any slang names for insulting names? What about for a Jewish person?
You call them a Jew.
Anything else?
No.
Would Jew be insulting?
No, a Jew's a funny person. You can't kiss him like you know. You can't insult him if he's got something you want.
Huh?
You can't insult him if he's got something, if you've got something he wants.
What do you mean?
If you've got something he wants, and cuss him out and do everything you want, and he still wants what he wants. He's a persistent type person. And if he wants something, he wants it, and you know, he's willing to beg and plead what you get on his knees to get what he wants. Other people want, like myself. If I want something, I ask somebody for it, and they say, no, I'll go ahead on. Jew want. You just keep on till you get it.
Do you do much business with
Jews? Some.
Do you ever hear any insulting names for Protestants?
Not necessarily.
Huh?
Not by religious name.
And?
That I've heard in insulting, they're not insulting names, only names I've heard. It's like Baptists, they call them hard shell.
Uh-huh. How did they get that name?
Well, they call them hard shell because they go strictly by the Baptist doctrine. They don't believe in dancing, they don't believe in drinking, and, you know, that's just hard shell. Everything today is, it's no crime to take a drink, it's no crime to dance. But see, when I came along, there were certain schools that didn't